How about you take a listen to this?
El toque es bueno, no me lo creo. ¡Qué espectáculo! Se queda en el coche, le da el retrovisor, parece Alfredo Duro conduciendo.
¡Sí, ha ganado!
¡No me lo puedo creer!
That gives me so much pleasure. And you might be asking, what did I just listen to? Well, what you're hearing was the play-by-play of the Balloon World Cup. That's right. Earlier last month, participants from 32 countries, from Mongolia and Peru to Russia and the UK, were competing at an amusement park in Barcelona, Spain. Around 400 people attended the event. And the players, well, they faced off in these transparent glass-encased rooms. And the matches were officiated by referees who kept scores within the rooms as players. Now, you might be asking, Zane, what exactly does one do at the Balloon World Cup? Are they inflating the balloons at a rapid pace and trying to fill the room? No. Are they popping balloons at a rapid pace and trying to deflate the room? No. The goal of the Balloon World Cup is to keep a balloon up, a balloon which is with standard air, human breath air, keep that balloon up. And the arenas, these little glass encased rooms, are dotted with otherwise commonplace household furniture, bar stools, tables, sofa sets, pinball machine. One even had a Volkswagen car parked inside. The players, they wear helmets. And if you've ever banged yourself against a dining table, you know why that's a smart move. And it is all inspired by a TikTok phenomenon by two brothers who competed, but also inspired the start of the Balloon World Cup. And those two brothers, Antonio and Diego Arredondo, join me. Hello, guys.
Hi. Hello. Thanks so much for having us on.
Oh, this is, I get to end the show with the two of you talking about the Balloon World Cup. I honestly feel like I've won the lottery. You know, Antonio, tell me about this. How did this start? Like, from genesis of something called, from your TikTok video to the Balloon World Cup, give me a play-by-play in terms of the steps from one simple video in 2019 to this tournament in October.
Well, don't let the balloon touch the ground, or like it. I feel like it's a game that we all played as kids. At least we did.
Of course,
you know, just for fun, you know, at a birthday party, or whatever. You hit a balloon around, don't let it touch the ground. And then we started playing in 2019. Me, my brother Diego, and then my sister Isa. We all started playing just for fun. We got really competitive, so we started recording them. Because we didn't want someone else to cheat. We'd be like, oh, that hit the ground. Oh, my goodness. And so then we started recording the video so we could check the instant replay. So that's how it all started. And then when COVID
came, so the videos were for instant replay. That was the original purpose.
Yeah, there was never a purpose for us to post these and go famous. It was only because we were so competitive that we needed it in there. Otherwise, we'd argue about it.
That's funny. Diego, was the instant replay at all helpful, and who did it benefit more often than not?
Yeah, it was actually extremely helpful. We had a good number of rounds prior to instant replay where we had no idea who would win the point, so it was always very helpful, especially because sometimes in our room where we play, there's a couch with a bar table, and it's really hard to see on opposite sides of the table, so without the instant replay, it's almost impossible to really tell if you get the balloon up. And I would say Antonio's the biggest liar out of the three of us. So,
so is it accountability mechanism for Antonio? So tell me this, Diego, I'll stick with you for a second. What spurred on the decision to say, we're going to post these videos online? And, you know, was it the fact that you thought it would be funny, or you thought there'd be like a shared experience amongst people? What kind of made you guys want to just throw these up online?
Yeah, so that was mostly Antonio. He had the video on his phone since his was the one that recorded the instant replays. And he posted it on Twitter originally, and it actually did pretty well. So he decided he might as well post it on TikTok. And then the first time he posted it, it actually got 13 views or 13 likes. I can't remember, but it was awful. And I was like, okay, you should delete it and repost it without a sound, because I think that this video is actually pretty good, pretty exciting, something people could relate to. And then he reposted it, and then the next morning it was viral, had hundreds of thousands of views. It was just immediately it blew up. It was crazy.
Antonio, walk me through what happens there on in. How do you go from this video getting its moment in the sun virality to what ends up being the Balloon World Cup?
Well, We the second it went viral, we were like, all right, let's just record some more of these rounds because A, it's fun. B, we're in lockdown. We can't leave our house. We have nothing better to do. So it was actually a great thing that like kept us entertained during lockdown when we couldn't leave our house. So we just kept posting and posting videos, and every once in a while, you know, one would go really viral, and then it would go down for a little bit, and none of them would go big. But then we posted one video on, I think it was August 17th or something, that went huge, and it sits at, like, 1.7 million likes, I want to say now, and it was on, like, ESPN and all sorts of, like, places. And then that's when it caught the attention of the balloon world, like,
the balloon world cup,
of yeah. people who wanted to make the balloon world cup.
Right, right. That's incredible. You know, Diego, tell me, you guys competed in the Balloon World Cup. Tell me about your experience. How did it go down? Were you blown away that this has become a thing?
Yeah, no, we did not see this coming at all when we first posted our video. And it was extremely well put together. We kind of thought, we weren't sure how it would turn out because the initial text we received was like a month before the whole event started. So we're like, how are they going to put together this massive event in only about 3 or 4 weeks? And then we showed up. It was great. They had lots of reporters. We had, like, red carpet treatment. They had the refs from a professional soccer league, so it was very professional. They had their own replay system. It was great. They had the glass boxes where we played our matches. It was all amazing. And the rules, so they had to come up with their own rules, too. It was very similar to ours, but, yeah, it was crazy. Very well put together.
Antonio, do you know if there's going to be another one? Is this going to happen again?
I'm not sure. It did really well. I know that. So the streamer, Ibai Llanos, he's a Spanish Twitch streamer. It got like 8.5 million total views, which is crazy. So I think that they're considering putting together one next year. If there is or not, we're not quite sure, but I sure hope there is one because it seemed to do really well and people seem to love the game, which is amazing.
Diego, I got 30 seconds for you, but tell me, now that you've been in a tournament of your brethren, so to speak, who compete at this sport, what is the perfect Balloon World Cup athlete look like? You know, in basketball, you know, the taller you are, the better, the more nimble you are in tennis. What is the perfect Balloon World Cup athlete look like in your mind?
Well, you definitely have to be fast. I think that speed really helps you. It can help you recover from your mistakes. I think that lanky would be really helpful if you have long limbs, you know, long arms. That'll help you cover ground, reach more balloons. But really, I think a lot of it is placement of your balloon and just being smart. You don't necessarily have to be the most athletic person in the world to be great at balloons.
Antonio and... Yeah, Antonio and Diego, Arredondo, I'm going to have to leave the conversation there. I could go on forever. I love this. The two brothers that competed in the Balloon World Cup, which they helped inspire by posting the videos on TikTok. Thank you, guys. And I look forward to more of your TikTok videos.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Have a good one. Love that story. What a great way to end our Monday.